Hey, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to begin the second parak of Maseches Arla, and we're going to talk about bittul today, what it takes to be mevatel, different items that are prohibited. So normally, in order to accomplish bittul, you need rov. Bittul barov is the din mita oraisa. However, sometimes you need shishim to be mevatel something, because there's a din called nosei tam ki ikir, that if you can taste the flavor of the isser in a food, that's considered as if the isser is present. There's a question whether that's a din da oraisa, or only a din drabanan, where the tam ki ikar is daraisa or drabanan. But certainly, what we're going to be talking about in being mevatel things in ratios of 100 to 1 or 200 to 1, those are all dinim drabanan. Midaraisa, you would never require such numbers, but these are required midrabanan. So says the Mishnah, hatruma utrumas meiser shel demai hachala vahabikurim. All of these different types of holy foods, truma trumas meiser shel demai, which means you bought produce from Nama Aretz, and it could be that he was Mafresh Meiser Rishon, but you have to be Mafresh Meiser Rishon again, just in case. And then the Levi takes Trumas Meiser from that, and then Chala, which is of course referred to as Truma by the Torah itself, and Bikurim, which is obviously the first fruits that one brings to Eretz Yisrael. So in all of these things, the halach is olim be'echad u'meya. You need a 100 to 1 ratio of chulin to these items in order to be mevatel them. If you have less than a 100 to 1 ratio, then only a kohen is going to be allowed to eat it. Umitzarfim zeimze, and they combine with each other to aser a mixture. So, if let's say you have one kezayis of truma and one kezayis of chala, that falls into 100 kezayim or 150 kezayim of chulin. So they're mitzarif to not have. It's considered that they do not have a 100 to 1 ratio. So therefore, it's going to be usher. Now, normally, in order to accomplish tziruf between two different items, you need the two items to have the same isser, to be the same isser, to have the same shame isser. Over here, l'chora, it's truma and chala. What does that have to do with each other? Aren't these two separate isurim? So the answer is that chala is referred to as truma by the Torah. So since it's referred to as truma by the Torah, and not just chala, all of these isurim are referred to as truma, so it's considered to be the same isur. And that's why there's no machlokas at this point in the Mishnah. So now, they're mitzdarif with each other, v'tzarich laharim. And not only that, even in the case where you do have bittul, where you do have a 100 to 1 ratio, you need to remove the amount of food from the mixture that equals the amount of food that equals the amount of the prohibited food that had fallen in. So if you had one kezayis of truma that fell into 150 kezeisim of chulin, so you're good. You have 150 to 1 ratio, but you still need to remove one kezeis of food from the mixture. Now, that's as far as all the things that are referred to as truma. What about the following isurim? Ha'orla v'kilei akerem olim be'echonu masayim. Orla, fruits that grow on the tree in the first 3 years since the tree was planted, and kilei akerem, when you have a grapevine that grows in proximity to wheat, so the halach is you need a 200 to 1 ratio to be mevatel it. Umitzarf imzeh, and they combine with each other to aser the mixture that they fall into. If both arla and kilei akerem fall into a chulin food, you're not allowed to eat unless you have 200 to 1 ratio of chulin to the combination of arla and kilei akerem. And the ain sarach laharim, but there's also a kula over here, meaning that's a chumrah that you need a 200 to 1 ratio. But there's also a kula, and that is that once you have that bittul, you're allowed to consume the entire tarovis. You don't need to remove a portion of the tarovis that corresponds to the amount of iser that is in there. But Rabbi Shimon Omer in a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon says arla and kilei akerem can't be mitzvah with each other. They're two totally separate isurim, and you can't have one is a shnei shemos. You can't have two shemos iser be mitzdarif with each other. So therefore, you only need a 100 to 1 ratio of each one. You don't need a 100 to 1 ratio of the two of them combined. They don't combine with each other. So Rabbi Shimon is a very big kula that if let's say you have one kezayis of arla and one kezayis of kilei akerem that falls into 100 kezayisim of chulin, so you have a 100 to 1 ratio keneged the arla, you have a 100 to 1 ratio keneged the kilei akerem, and therefore you're perfectly good. You're going to be allowed to eat it. Now the Tanakhama held that arla and kilei akerem are mitzdarif. So the Mishnah and Rabbi Rav Shimon said the Mitzrayim, the Mishnah now has a third shita, which would say that sometimes they are mitzarif and sometimes they're not. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, mitzarfim benosin tam. Orlin kilekerem will be mitzarif when they are nosin tam, when they give flavor into the food. Meaning, if it's a kind of thing that's a tarovus of what we call lach belach, where the flavor gets evenly distributed throughout the food, so you have wine that's made with orla and kileakarim grapes that falls into another liquid, falls into water, let's say, or you have orla fruit and kileakarim fall into a pot of food that's being cooked, so that's also called lach belach, because the flavor gets evenly distributed throughout the entire thing. So then when the combination of the two of them can be detected in the taste, then it's going to aser the taroves. Avalo lesser, but they don't aser in a typical 200-to-1 ratio when they fall into what we call yavesh b'yavesh, when it does not get evenly distributed throughout the throughout the entire thing, meaning we're not going to be mitzarif for them in the orla and the kelekerem with each other to make the 200-to-1 cheshbon when it's a yavish biyavish. So let's say you have an orla grape and a kelekerem grape that falls into a basket of 200 chulin grapes. So that's called yavish biyavish, because nothing's giving flavor into anything else. So then we would say that the arla and the kileah karam are each going to be batel in 200-to-1. They're not mitzarif with each other. When would they be mitzarif with each other? You have an ounce of arla wine and an ounce of kileah karam wine that falls into a bucket of water, 200 ounces of water. So then they're mitzarif because they're no saint tam. Now, not that they're actually no saint tam, but that the distribution is an even distribution of tam throughout the entire taroves. So now Mishnah Beis. Now the Mishnah talks about how sometimes you could have an iser that helps to be mevatel a different iser. Hatruma malas ha'orla va'orla as a truma. Truma can help to be mevatel orla, and orla can actually help to be mevatel truma. Kate said, how does that happen? Meaning, we just said in the last Mishnah that we have like two separate categories. You have truma and all the things that are called truma, so they're all in one category. And then you have like orla and kileah karim. So and they have different rules. Truma is batel in a 100-to-1 ratio. Orla and kileah karim in a 200-to-1 ratio. So sometimes the truma will help to be mevatel the orla, and the orla will help to be mevatel the truma. For example, sa'a truma shenafla lameya. If you have one sa'a of truma that falls into 100 sa'a of chulin, meaning Vacharkach naflu shlosha kavin orla, and then afterwards 3 kav, which is a half a saw of orla, falls into the chulin as well. So it doesn't mean that it fell into 100 saw of chulin initially. The case the Mishnah must be talking about, as the Achronim point out, in order to make this Mishnah make sense, is that a saw of truma fell into 99.5 saw of chulin. So you don't have a 100-to-1 ratio, but then a half a saw of orla fell in. So you have 100 non-truma to one sa'ah of truma. Now, part of that non-truma is arla, which is also usser, but it's a separate isser. Oh, shlosha kabin kileah kerem. Let's say you have a half a sa'ah of kileah kerem that fell in. Zoi sha truma malas ha'arla va'arla sa truma. So in that case, the truma will help be mevatel the arla, the kileah kerem, and the arla, the kileah kerem, will be mevatel the truma. Meaning, think about it, you have a half a sa'ah of arla. So a 200-to-1 ratio would mean that you have 99.5 sa'a, that you have 100 sa'a rather of non-arla. So even though part of that 100 sa'a of non-arla is truma, that truma is going to help to be mevatel the arla. You have a sa'a of truma, so you need 100 sa'a of non-truma to be mevatel it. Part of that 100 sa'a of non-truma is Arla and Kileh or Kileh Kerem, and that's okay. That can help to be Mevatel the Truma. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that when it comes to Truma or anything that's called Truma, Truma's Meshul, Demai, Chala, Bikurim, all of those things are Batel in 100-to-1 ratios, and they're all Mitzdarif with each other because they're all called Truma, and when they are Batel, you need to remove from the Taroves the amount of the problematic item that had fallen in. When it comes to Arla and Kileh Kerem, it's a 200-to-1 ratio. They're mitzar the ends machlokas whether they're mitzarif with each other. And you certainly, once they're batel, you do not have to remove from the taroves. But what is the machlokas whether they're mitzarif with each other? Tanakama holds they are. Rabbi Shimon says they're not. And Rabbi Lazar says it depends if it's lach belach, if it's taroves of lach belach, or in which case they are mitzarif, or a taroves of yavish biyavish, in which case they are not mitzarif. And then in Mishnah Beis, we learned that sometimes truma can help be mevatel orla, and Orla can help be Mevatel Truma, meaning you only need a 100-to-1 ratio of non-Truma to Truma. Part of that non-Truma could be Orla. You only need a 200-to-1 ratio of non-Orla to Orla. Part of that non-Orla can in fact be Truma. So, tomorrow we will pick up with Mishnah Gimel.